Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's the night that we just give God the glory, give God the praise. We love Him, we thank Him, and we just acknowledge that He is God. There is no one like Him. And one thing I would just say, I thank the Lord for another day in the earth realm to do what He's called me to do. I have a quote to you. After Jesus said this, He looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour comes. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. You have granted Him authority over all people in this, that He may give eternal life to all that you have given Him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had before the world began." My God, it's so much truth, so much sustaining what God is doing for us and through us. And I would just continue to say to those of us who are believing that God is the author. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. And the more we take God at His word, the more we see God at His word. And Jesus verified, He said, "You grant Him authority over all people that He might give Him eternal life. And to those you have given Him, my God, you've given the Jews and the Gentiles. Now this is eternal life." What is that eternal life? "That they may know you." We have got to know God the Father. God the Father. God the Father. We've got to know it's God the Father. He's in charge. The only true God. He's the only one. And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. We got to believe also in Jesus Christ. He's God's Son. God sent Him, who gave, and then I say He sent Him. He sent Him to suffer, to go through some type of harassment, some type of movement, some type of can't do it, some type of this and some type of that. But I want you to know one thing. The God we serve is an awesome God. And nobody can outrun our God. He's already ready, waiting. Our Father's waiting to hear our confession of His Son, Jesus Christ. When I say one thing to all tonight, and we can just take the notice what God is doing for us and believe what God is doing. You know what? One thing, I'm so in love with God, because when the doctors came back and said, "We can't find a trace of cancer in your body," I'm not trying to please anybody. I'm praising God. I'm not trying to look to somebody for what God has done. I'm looking to God, the Father. Because what God has done for me, He has done it for me. And I believe it because He sent Him for me. Now, you know what He says in His final words? He said these words. He said, "I have brought you glory." He brought the glory. The glory. What's the glory? The magnification, the manifestation of what God could do. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. Opened blind eyes. He did this. And not only that, but He showed them is how God moves on earth by finishing the work you gave Him to do. He said, "I got to finish it, Lord." He knew that He was going to go to a point in His life where He had to go through death. But I want to say something to all of us who are listening out there and can believe on the word of God. God is the author. God is the finisher of our faith. And one thing we can take under consideration, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Father. "Glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." Oh, my God. The glory He had, the understanding He had, the peace He had, the mood He had. He had it all. And He just trusted in the Holy Father. And you know what? I just thank God for everything God has done and what God has done for us and God through us. And I just want to, for us to hear this tape, I give God the glory and the prayer. Amen. Hallelujah.
God is.
Praise God, brother. Praise God, brother. Praise the living God. How
praise
y'all
God. Doing?
Amen. Amen. God is so good. Hallelujah. I just thank you guys for bearing with me. I've had an issue with the, but I've got it settled. I'll put it that way. I've got it settled. So we're back on there. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I know God has a word for you to give to us tonight, so will you bless us with it?
Okay, Apostle, how are you doing?
I'm not going to complain anymore after what God has done for me. All I can say, God is my Father. God is now all. God is power. Love and God is powerful. I call on him constantly in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. He's good.
He's good all the time.
Amen. He sure
Amen.
Is. He's good all the time.
Amen.
Hey. And he's on time.
On time. Yes, indeed. On time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you and yours. And I like to say God bless all those who are on the air, those who are listening. Pray that you all have the best Christmas season ever.
Uh-huh.
Pray God just bless you abundantly.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nobody
Hallelujah.
But, hallelujah. Nobody but the living God. Nobody but the living God. Nobody healed me but Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Through his divine intervention. Hallelujah. Nobody.
Hallelujah.
Nobody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When they told me I couldn't, God said you can. When the devil said you lost, God said you're a winner. Well, everything he said negative, God made it positive. And I want you to tell you, I didn't go a weeping to the Lord, but I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, because I know that you would do no harm. I know you. This is not of you. The enemy came and I, oh, shunned the he honda. I, oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't want to
Amen.
Take a Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh.
Hallelujah. Well, glory to God.
Amen. Praise
He's God. Good.
He's good. He's good. He's good.
Yes, sir.
He's
yes,
good.
Sir. He's good.
I don't know. And when the doctor said, Miss Hunter, we can't find no more cancer, then they said, they say he went crazy back there. I'll start doing the holy dance, start giving a shout and blowing my trumpet.
I don't blame you. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Amen. He's worthy to be praised.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I have yet to tell the whole world. I'm just taking my time. And when God said go, I'm gone. I'm going to do it because the devil's a lie. He's a liar. He's a liar.
That's all he is.
Bold-faced liar.
That's what he is. That's
yes,
exactly what he is.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My, my, my. Oh, yes. Fire,
oh, glory
fire.
To God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank
they
you.
Even told me, said my heart was, well, my heart had a problem. The heart is healed. Well, they told me my everything on my body was, they said, we don't understand. I said, it's God. It's God.
It's
God.
God. It's God.
It's God. It's
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Ain't
it's,
no
it's God.
That ain't no mayor. It's God. It's God. It's God.
That's right.
And
I'm it's
like,
God.
Hey, God, it's God, it's God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's God. It's God. It's God. Glory be to God.
Ooh.
He's good. Any way you look at it, he's good.
He's good. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to do a David, sir. Thought I was going to do a David at the house, at the doctor's office. I stopped pulling up, and I called myself. I said, now, you can't do this here now. Just give God the praise. Hey!
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo!
Glory to God.
My God.
He's a wonderful God.
He's a wonderful God. I don't care what the devil says. He was a snaggletooth liar. He just
He's
lied.
A liar and the truth is not in him.
and I done caught him. I done caught him at his own game.
You done caught him at his own game in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes. Whew.
Hallelujah.
I'm settling down now, brother.
Thank you, Father. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Barasikiri under the Sakuri under the Hakoho.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ayandri Hikoho Hosha. Lame Baba Sikiri under Hakako Yandri Sikiri under the Hokora Sikiri under the Kondria Terasakuria Tatabo Sikiri under the Halambiko Hoshandre. Hey, thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
Yes, God. Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. You left me on this side for another opportunity, and I thank you for it.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for that, Father.
Thank you for
healing
Dr. Anna.
Thank you. Not only me, but you watched over all of us, Father. We've
thank
all
you for healing.
Through the dark trials, but you said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, I walk through the valley in the shadows of death. You were there, and you're here right now. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Pray for the children. Pray for this nation. Pray for everyone. Even pray, Father, pray that we get stronger, get more wisdom,
yes,
get more knowledge, get more understanding of your word to do what you
yes,
call
Father.
Us to do. Not what we want to do, what you call us to do, Father.
Yes,
Father. Father, said in your word, you say, it is our God who gives you the power to get wealth. And the wealth you've given us, it's not so much money and gold and silver and diamond, but it's the wealth of understanding, the wealth of knowing, the wealth of being able to function, the wealth of knowing that with we have God say we can have it because it's ours. The grace of God is sufficient. You said it, and we believe it. It's mine. It's ours. Those who are on
yes.
the radio, those who live, the word says it, Father. You said in the 17th chapter of St. John, and you lifted your eyes. You didn't close your eyes. You lifted your eyes, and you said, Father, the hour, the hour has come that I may glorify you. As you
yes,
have glorified
hallelujah.
Me in the beginning. Hallelujah.
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 Fire. Nobody
thank
but you,
Father.
Nobody but you. Nobody but you.
Hallelujah.
You're the only one. You're the only one. You're the only one. And I want to thank
hallelujah.
You for those on the radio with us throughout the whole week, Father, have been patient. And
thank
the word
you,
went to them. And it's, I pray, God, it's has excited them. It's built up faith up. Because I stand,
yes.
I say to those, even though they took me to this next doctor, and the doctor got me and said, well, Miss Hunter, we got to get you where they got me and said, I got to lose this, and I got to lose some more pounds. So I said, no problem. All I got to stop doing is eating too much. Amen. Hey, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank God. I want to thank God tonight and forever. As long as I'm in this body, I want to praise him. I want to shout
yes.
victory. I want to shout praises to him. I'm not
yes.
going to take for nothing. I just want people to see what God has done for me. He can do
hallelujah.
It for you. You ain't got to beg or borrow. You got to believe. One thing
yes,
he told to my brothers and sisters and what I was doing, he said, if you don't believe it, it can't come true. We have to believe.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Every day of my life, I said, I'm healed. Every day I said,
hallelujah.
I'm healed. On his body, I'm healed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Healed of the mind. I'm healed of the spirit. I'm healed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I don't have a mindset. I'm going, I'm an old this and no. I'm a creation. I'm a new creation. I'm a new creature in the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Shandri, oh, Korasandri.
Thank you, Father.
Hasata. Lema Babosata.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise you, Father. I love you, Father. Ooh, Jesus, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, my God, my God.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm just takuranda ha.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, brother, I've been listening to the Jewish Jesus, and I've been hearing some of those Hebronic words, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know, as I begin to study, my brother, and I begin to see, but the Jacob's ladder, and our God, hallelujah, the Jacob's ladder, Jacob's ladder. And God,
yes.
Ooh, my head, yes, Lord, my head is burning. Oh, glory, Jacob's ladder.
Hallelujah.
God made it God made it so.
Hallelujah.
The ladder. Oh, God. And God set the ladder, he says, and everyone, he said, none was coming down, but everything was coming up. We go up to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Angels came down with the blessing. They take the messages back. Hallelujah.
But hallelujah.
The Father, Son, through Jesus Christ. And I love that 17th chapter of St. John that I put in there. He said, Lord, he said, you send me. And I told him what you sent me to do, I've done it. He said, I didn't get an F, I didn't get a D, I didn't get a C, I didn't get a B, I didn't get an A. I got excellence in you, what you told me to do. I finished.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
My brother, come trying to look like I'm Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory to God.
And I know many days my wife was right there watching over me, but sometimes she couldn't understand me because she couldn't hear me. Sometimes I was in deep prayer, talking to the Father, saying
hallelujah.
Every part of my body, I dedicated to him. Every part.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Part. I dedicate every part of my body to you, Father.
Hallelujah. And the
hallelujah.
More I see it, the book of Sunday there. And brother, I will say this, that the devil came and tried to do a financial gain, but God showed him, nope, you can't do that no more. And God restored. Woo! Hallelujah.
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 He's a restorer.
Oh, yes, he is. Good.
He's a restorer.
And I've been trying, I was about to see Kitty under there. And I miss going over there to Emmanuel Temple, but God say, when you go, they're going to know that they know more now, because I have done what I said I was going to do, not only to them, but also to you. Stand.
Hallelujah.
Stand. Don't argue with them. Don't fight with them. Pray that they will hear what you've heard, because what God has told me, hallelujah, and I can say this.
Hallelujah.
I can say this over them. He said, I am God,
yes.
And besides me, there is none other.
There's no other.
No other.
There's no other.
So I can run to the government. Oh, government, no. He told me, he said, I can speak a word and have bread to manifest in my presence. I can have water to flow out of the earth because he gave me that power and authority. And something, you're going to use it? No, I don't have to use it. I'm not going to threaten God to do something. I'm going to do when the time is right. Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've asked God, I see some more churches, buildings that we got to get the rightful people into. And my brother, my prayers still go to God, going to do what he promised, he showed me. And I believe it's going to be what it's going to be, what it says it's going to be. As a young man prayed, because I've been with him. He's been in Eagle's home for all them years, and I kept praying with him. I always told him, I said, I'm here for you. I pray for you. I don't have any money to give you, but I'm here to pray for you. I'm here to believe.
Hallelujah.
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 When I went on that Facebook a week or so before the election, God put it on my heart. Said 51.8%. And I wrote it up. And everybody tried to say, no, you didn't. I said, go to Facebook. Go to Facebook. You'll see it. Because I'm like, hey, I got a witness.
Hallelujah.
Was it tight? It was tight. But you know what? It was a tight race. But you know what? He has some other people up who I thank God. There were some people. See, when we believe God has, and believe what God has said through Jesus Christ, we had, and what the enemy was trying to do to somebody else was destroy what God has given us. Won't happen.
Yeah.
Won't happen. God didn't let it happen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I didn't want to take the people who worked for years. See, they're going to have to redo it like they did Israel. They're doing it anyway. And they have to give them all that money. So where all the gold and silver come from? He said, for every day they've been down there working, and plus those who passed on and gone on, give us the gold. And Egypt became broke. Broke.
That's right.
And I told somebody said, when I saw God, now listen to me, brothers and sisters out there. Now, God showed me nowhere. Out of nowhere. I'm just telling you, nowhere God showed me. A man drove up in a Mercedes. He drove up in, not a Mercedes, he drove up in a Rolls Royce. He drove up in a Rolls Royce. I said, oh, God, I told him, my driver, and I was so excited. Mr. Tony, you all right? I said, yeah. God didn't show me. He's going to give me some Rolls Royce to give away. He gave me some Rolls Royce to give away. They said, honey, you crazy.
Hallelujah.
Crazy. I said, to show people what God can do.
Yes, whoa. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah. Glory to God.
God, give me the money to do it. When is God going to do it? Because God's going to give me. He's going to give me the. He's going to do it. And I just saw that.
He's going to do it.
He's going to do it. I saw that roll. I said, Lord, I said, look at that. I see three I want to give it to.
Hallelujah.
The son of the voice said, you going to give it? I said, yeah, I'm going to do it. You, I said, I'm going to do it. I said,
hallelujah.
Lord said, when you obey with God, woo, brothers, I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Hallelujah.
And God showed me, he said, so much he's going to do. And he said, I wrote it down. I committed to pencil. And I said, watch God. Watch God.
Amen.
Watch God. Watch him.
Amen.
He did something, he said, but from everlasting to everlasting, Lord, love us. With those who fear him.
Yes, he does.
With the children's children. His righteousness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I ain't got to look up and beg nobody for nothing. My father.
No.
I ain't got to come and say, you got to look. No, I ain't got to be big. I try to tell the men on the streets out there, stop doing what you're not supposed to be doing. Believe in God and trust in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want to pray for my brother, Ken, who came out of prison, and I want to pray for him that God will keep him here. That God
yes,
will keep
him, Lord.
That keep him. Drugs
keep.
Is an infestation. Drugs is a liar. And now those who work in a drug culture will set you up to bring you back in. Because they get money for sending you back. I told the folks, I said, yeah, the devil always got money to bring another demon back. They call it their glory. Ain't no glory in darkness. There is no glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh, my God, look how I done took up y'all's time. Forgive me.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Somebody hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know one thing, I just give God the glory. I just give him the
thank
glory.
You, thank you, Lord.
I just give him the glory. I just give him the glory. He's waiting for the confession of his son, Jesus Christ. And I will say to everybody, come to know him. He's the one true God. He's the only
That's right. He's the only true God.
Hallelujah. And you know,
as
I was on the line, I've been knowing this lady, A Royal, I'm going to say it right this time. I'm going to pray. A Royal _ Princess Love. This woman has a testimony. This
Amen.
Woman has a testimony. God
Hallelujah.
Told me, he said, she has, the world got to hear what she's saying. She has a testimony.
Amen.
I mean, it had to, oh my God, Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I thank God for him.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And you know, one of the things I was just saying, and I wrote it down, it said, Father, the Ur, H-U-R in that language, Hebrew, the Ur has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. Wow.
Amen. Right. Hallelujah.
But
yes, Lord.
Granted him authority. Authority?
Yes.
Over all people, that he might give eternal life. That's what I'm seeking, eternal life. And to all those who have given him, he's, hallelujah, he gave the Jews to him. He gave the Gentiles to him. He said, for this is eternal life. This is eternal life. What is eternal life? Eternal life is hereafter, forever and ever, never, never, never. Can we all shun the Hikora? For they that they might know you. And that he says these words, that they might know you. That, see, when we come to know, that's what he said. He put a positive attitude that we may know you, that we may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. He said, I have brought you glory. Hallelujah. I brought
Hallelujah.
You glory. I've finished the work you've given me to
Hallelujah.
Do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world began. Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, glorify me in your presence, because they will see each other face to face. They will probably see each other, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and they will see each other. I love you too, and I love you more, I love you even more. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that love triangle just went on? Hallelujah.
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 Hello there, my beloved. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. We're blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I just tell you, the more I settle in what God has done in my body, the more God say you got to get more involved in it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo. This morning when I was out to the doctor's office, a lady said that she done left her church, and she said she live on the west side. I said, well, you need to come to this church. See, I'm not going about recommending churches I know nothing about, because we have to be in the same standing. What I stand for is that a person repent, come to know Jesus Christ as the author and finisher of that church. They're married with their wives. If they're not married, you want to find a church where you can go. But if you're married to a woman, you need to be with your husband, and you need to find a place of refuge where y'all can be together. And you need to know that y'all are full of the fire of God on this hour, because we're seeing some things that are happening that's coming on in us in this world. They're fighting, the enemy's fighting. We're just sitting back having fun. Mm.
Amen. Yes, amen.
When Jesus prayed for the disciples, he prayed for them, and we are his disciples. He prayed for us also.
Yes.
But can you imagine that? Can you imagine
that's right.
that? Can you imagine that in the fifth verse he said, and now, Father. And I say to people, when you go and read into the book, you're going to find that he says, Father, Holy Father, Father. He never called, hey, dude, I want to talk to you. Come on, can you speak to me? No, that's not what he said. He said, Father, Holy Father,
yes.
Hallelujah. He reverenced. Hallelujah. He said, glorify me in your presence. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Ooh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Praise him.
Hallelujah.
praise him. No God like my God. No God like my God.
No God.
All the gods I've seen when I was out there in the world, the gods I knew didn't have the power. They didn't have the authority. They didn't have the wherewithal. But God has given us in this hour we now live in, when he prayed for the disciples, he says, I had with you before the world, before the world, before the world began. The Bible was even written. Genesis chapter 1 was even written. He said, before the world began, somewhere, somehow, out there in somewhere, God was still out there. My God Almighty. Woo! Ooh, Jesus. Sister and brother, I thank God for y'all for being on the radio with me tonight. Somebody's getting blessed.
Thank God.
Somebody's getting blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you, Apostle.
And I want to thank God. I just say I want to thank God. And there's some changes I'm making in my life. I'm being honest with you. Some things I had to repent of. I'm making some changes. And God has forgiven me.
Amen.
I mean, sometimes I use up my own stuff, so I got to repent. Yeah, you do. I know I've got to repent.
Amen. I do too.
And I tell God I have to repent. And so when I repent, God says, forgive him. You know, I always like, here's a term I like. When I talk to God, I always like to say it's a done deal.
It's a done deal. He has done it. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal. Hallelujah. And I want
Hallelujah.
I want you to pray that this radio station will become number one across the nation. Not because of who we are, because what God is having us doing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Make it number one, Father, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. We receive it.
Hallelujah.
Because the hour has come. And when I could call her name now, I said, because that's some other stuff I was doing. But I know when I met this lady, A. Royal Princess Love, when she's at Emmanuel Temple. And now what God has done for her, what she's gone through, I said, Lord, no, Lord. Done with three or four different cancers. They've been in the wheelchair, a quadruplex. I said, oh, my God. But she kept the F-A-I-T-H. She kept the faith, believing what God said he's going to do. What God said he's going to do, and God did it for her through Jesus Christ. My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know this, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it with love. This must be the 70 plus on the phone tonight. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name. I'm not going to take it much time. Perhaps some of y'all got something that you want to pass a word out there in the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and do it. And I thank you for being here. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I have a word. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh nothing but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come.
Yeah, come.
That you may have life, that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Good word, good word, good word, good
word.
That's
what he's come for. He's come that we may have life. And that word life in the Greek is zoe. Zoe,
he comes
that we may have life. Zoe, life. Zoe in Greek. And you know what that word means? It means life as God has it. Good God Almighty.
Good God Almighty.
Life as God has it. Life as God has it. The way God lives, he wants us to live. The way God is living in heaven, he wants us to live. There's no shortage in heaven. There's no shortage and lack in heaven. The streets of gold are made of gold in heaven. The pearly gate is made of one big giant pearl. Life as God has it. God don't have a cold. He don't need NyQuil. He's not sitting on the throne blowing his nose. Life as God has it. He's come that we might have life. Zoe,
yep.
Life as God had it. That's what that Greek word means. Life as God had it. God wants us to live life and have life as he has it. That's why Jesus said, pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. God wants us to have life like he has it. Like he has. He said, and then he goes on, he said, I've come that you may have life, and then he said, that you may have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
More abundantly. Periessos is the Greek word for abundantly, periessos. And it means superabundant. Superabundant in quantity and superior quality. God wants us to have the best of the best, and he wants us to have a lot of it to the overflow, super abundant. That word abundantly, perissos, it means super abundant in quantity and number and superior in quality. Another meaning for that Greek word is excessive. That means more than what you need. You don't necessarily, God just wants you to have it. You don't necessarily have to need it.
That's it.
Glory. More than what's necessary. Isn't that what excessive means? More than what's necessary.
Yes.
That word abundantly also means beyond measure. So much beyond. That you can't even measure it. Beyond measure. So much that you can't even measure it. God wants you to have that. I've heard people say, why he got one, that car is good enough. Why he need another car for? He can only drive one at a time. Well, you know, this man's just trying to live life like God has it. Excessive, beyond measure, superabundant. God, living life as God lives life, brings him glory. And how in the world can we give what we don't have? Sure, we're going to be able to even give more. We're going to be able to give more. But God still wants us to have superabundant in quantity and superior quality. He still wants us to have things that's and to be excessive, beyond measure. God wants you and I and those who are listening, Apostle, he wants us to have so much that it's beyond us having the ability to measure it. Don't you know that there are billionaires, there are people over in Africa that own diamond mines. They have so much they can't even measure it.
No, that's it. That's
so much they can't even measure it. God wants us to have life as he has it, and he wants us to have it more abundantly. And then I said, well, God, how can we have that? How can we get it? Well, number one, you got to accept it. You got to accept it. You can't have it, what God's offering you, if you don't accept it. God offers abundant life to everyone, Apostle, but not everyone accepts it. Part of having abundant life is riches and wealth and health. But some people don't accept it. They can read it in the Bible.
They see it with
their own eyes. They see that the scripture says that with his stripes we're healed. But you still have people who don't accept healing. So they die before their time. They live their life sickly because they don't accept the message of divine health. They don't accept Isaiah 53:5 that with his stripes we are healed.
Yeah.
God offers abundant life to everyone, but not everyone will accept it. There was a prophet Elisha, and there was a famine. There was lack in the land, and he said, by this time there's going to be so much food, and you're going to be able to buy so much food. And a man that was listening on, he said, yeah, if God make windows in heaven, This is in 2 Kings chapter 7. He said, oh, yeah, he's mocking him. He said, oh, yeah, it'll happen if God makes windows in heaven. And then the prophet looked at him and said, oh, yeah, it's going to happen, and you're going to see it, but you're not going to eat any of it. you're going to see it happen, but you're not going to eat any of it. That's what he said, Apostle. Oh, yeah. You're going to see it happen, but you're not going to partake of it. You're not going to eat any of it. And don't you know the next day that it happened and people had more than enough to eat and they could get it? But the man that mocked the man of God, he saw it, but he didn't get to eat any of it. Matter of fact, the people trampled him. The people trampled him, and he died. Why did all this happen? Because he didn't accept the word of the prophet. He didn't accept the word of God that there was going to be plenty and people, and you were going to be able to afford to buy it and get it. He didn't accept that word. He saw it happening. He saw the people enjoying what the prophet had said. He saw them enjoying it, but he didn't get to partake of it. He didn't get to eat. And he was trampled in the gate. He was trampled, and the scripture says that he died. Read about it. Read about it in 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 1 through 2 and 16 through 20. Read about it. See, you got to accept not only what God is saying, but to leave first base, you got to accept him, because all the abundance is in him, is in Jesus, Yeshua. All of it is in him. You can see that in John chapter 1 and verse 12. We've got to receive him. That's how we leave first base. We got to receive him. To have an abundant life, you first got to receive him. You got to receive him. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, but as many as received him or accepted him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, and even to them that believe on his name. You see, to even become the son of God, you got to receive, you got to accept him.
Yes.
If you want to have a more abundant life, it starts by accepting his word, accepting him, accepting his word of abundance, accepting his word. God offers the abundant life to everyone, Apostle, but not everyone will accept it.
No, they won't. They won't. They won't. You're right about that. They won't.
Not everyone would accept it.
No, they won't. And we just have to keep believing God, that God, and, I tell you, God is so good, his mercy endureth forever. Forever. Forever.
Yes,
and I'm just telling you, because I know that it's somebody said it's going to pick up. No, it's already up. We just got to keep moving by the Spirit.
That's right.
Just move by the Spirit. It's already picked up. We're running fast. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And see, I've asked many a question, because I've had in my bedroom, while I was just there, and I saw a figure of an angel, a man standing clothed in white.
Yes.
Clothed in white. And I looked around and vanished, and I said, Lord, who is that? He said, he's on your side. Good God Almighty.
Amen. Glory to God. He's on your side, and he is on your side.
Yeah. And when I read the scripture where it says, he gives this angel charge to watch over me.
That's what he does.
He gives his angels charge to watch over me. To watch over me. Why? Because I'm his son. And he's my father.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I was telling some young people, I said, I never knew my earthly father's love. I never knew his touch. I never knew his pushing, never knew it's pushing. But I met the man in heaven. I said to God when I was 9 years old, if you say you God, I'll make you my father. And that's why I am where I am today. Hallelujah.
You've accepted
Hallelujah.
Him.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And now I see why when I was young, they would call me and ask me questions. And God said, I had it up on you. And I saw things. I would see things and tell people. And sometimes I'll say like this. Sometimes people would ask me questions. I told that one man, I remember I told that man, I said, you need to stay at that woman's house. And that woman said, that man said, shut up, don't tell me. Don't know what you're talking about. Before. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But that's the truth.
Yes, sir.
Hear what God is saying to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And tonight, amen. I know there's a whole lot of prayer lines going on out there. There's a whole lot of prophecy going on out there. But somehow or another, I'm willing to be a part of whatever it is that God has called us to do on a unification. See, a banana is just a banana, but a banana has many. If you take a banana and peel it, you're going to understand the banana has a whole lot in it. That's a part of. That's even different parts of it. That's when you pull the skin back, you're going to see different layers of skin you're going to peel back. That's how it is when you say, oh, Jesus, a child of God. Amen. Different
Amen.
God has to make that banana banana. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That just came to me. There are
oh, glory
levels.
To God.
See,
there's other levels.
Plus I love banana, but there are different layers. And if you take
yes.
it slowly and you cut it back, you're going to see there are different layers round.
Yes.
That's a part of that banana. And if we are Christians, or sons of God, we are part of the. We are part of the what God is asking us to do. I ain't got to be at this. See, it's a banana. It's a banana. Just do what we got to do. If you're going to be the outside skin, be the outside skin. Protect what's on the inside when the time comes to be gobbled up. Hallelujah.
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 And I just say this in passing. And I was telling somebody, I said, you know what I saw? I saw a raccoon. My first time when I was a young man, I saw a raccoon wash his food before he eat it. I said, wow. Do y'all know that raccoons wash their food before they eat it?
Oh, yeah. Mm, didn't know that.
My God, my. They wash their food before they eat it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I said, but that's another intuitive that God has put in to bring mankind. He said, have you watched? Have you seen? Have you watched? Now, here was the. Here was that, was it in the Old Testament? And as God began to speak to the prophet, telling the man what to do, that mule stopped and said, why are you beating me? The man turned around and said, God was speaking to him. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. See, it's the smaller things. That God keeps an eye deal to. He keeps an eye on it. His eyes.
Yes.
His eyes.
Yes.
My God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. I want to thank God tonight with y'all being on the radio with us. And we spend our time together. And we just want to thank God. And I pray tonight I will help somebody and somebody's helped me. Amen.
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 And keep me in prayer and I'll keep you in prayer. Until the Lord, we're just going to continue to praise God and to love Him. So until such time, the Lord bless you and keep you, okay?
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, Pastor.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, teacher. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you.
God bless you.